This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Farming, as you know so well, producers, is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. And that's why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie. And now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made-in-the-USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers. And that new 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa next week, the 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11. But plan also to stop by their lot, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time. And it's supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. We could learn as early as this week the outcome of the investigation of Ohio State University football coach Urban Meyer. No timetable has been released by the university, but the trustees are expected to receive the report early in the week. Then they have to provide 24 hours of public notice before a meeting. After deliberation with the board, the president of Ohio State will then make his announcement. Coach Meyer could be suspended, fired, or he could be reinstated. He has a contract through 2022. Independent investigators have been looking into how much Meyer knew and when he knew about the allegations of domestic abuse against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Smith was fired last month. From This Week in Agribusiness, weekly crop bulletins this week won't fully account for the soybean field improvement and yield enhancement that might have come yesterday, last night, and today in recent rains. Some farmers lamented to me in their emails, social medias, text messages that it wasn't much, but in fields that had been dry, it sure was welcome. A Michigan man fled from police in a canoe. But lawmen did get their man. It happened in Sanilac County, Michigan, in the Bay City region, where the man was arrested after attempting to evade police who raided a marijuana growing operation. The 60-year-old tried to get away by paddling in a canoe out onto a pond on his property. But eventually he came back to the land, and police arrested him after they discovered more than 700 pot plants blended in among other crops. Some of the fans of the country pop duo Florida Georgia Line are grousing a bit today after the concert at the Iowa State Fair was cut short after just 1 hour last night. Fair officials worried about the storms, and yes, they do get quite concerned about the possibility of storms at outside venues after that Sugar Land catastrophe at the Indiana State Fairgrounds a few years ago, when one entertainment writer in Iowa said rain stopped during the encore and it was dry enough for them to have fireworks. He said the duo could have come back on stage and extended the set for those folks who paid as much as $80. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.